You may be seated. It's good to have you here. It's great to be back. 2 weeks ago, I was in Namibia. The church in Windhoek sent their love. Last week, we were in the men's camp. That was an awesome time together as men. And I'm sure all of those men who were there can testify of what God did in their lives. And I want to encourage all the men next year, please don't miss it. It's an awesome time and opportunity for God just to speak to us as men. So I want to continue where I left off 3 weeks ago and really just continue on what I believe the Lord laid on my heart for us as a church for this year. We spoke a lot about Philippians 4 and John chapter 4. And more specifically, these two concepts for us in this year, I believe God is saying, whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice and the God of peace will be with you. This urgency for us as believers, all the things that we have heard, received and learned over the years, God is calling us up, is mobilizing us to take all the things that we have received and to put it into practice. It is time to put it into practice. And then, of course, John 4, where Jesus said, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish the work. God is calling us to put into practice everything so that we can finish the work. Now, this morning, I want to, in light of putting into practice all the things that we've learned and received and heard, and to finish the work, I want to start sharing about the Holy Spirit. Because that's also something that we have received. That's something we've been taught on, that we've heard a lot of, and even received from God. And I want us to look at that. But before I get to the Holy Spirit, I want to start off with a couple of questions just to lay the foundation. And the first question is very important before we go on to the Holy Spirit. And this is a very fundamental question, and I think a very important one. And that's simply, why did God save you? Why did God save you as an individual? Why did God save you? Before that, it's true. That's true. But did you ever think of it that way? Have you ever thought about this? Why did God save me? Well, that's an important question. Who would dare to think to answer that? Why did he save you? Because of destiny? Because of your parents? Because of your good works? Why did he save you? You're awfully quiet. Because he loves you. Amen. Because he loves you. The reason he saved you is because he loves you. This is so important for us as Christians to understand. The reason you are saved is not because of what you have done. It's because of what he has done. And he was motivated by love for you. Because he knows you. He sees you naked, without the masks, without the closets, without the pretense, with all the things that you're trying to hide. God knows you. And God loves you. God loves you. That's why he saved you. Because he loves you. That's the first question that's so important to answer.